This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli airstrikes hit Gaza's biggest hospital, the Al-Shifa, on Friday, killing one person and wounding others sheltering there, Palestinian officials said. One of several hospitals reported struck at dawn as Israel battles Hamas in the heart of the enclave. Officials said other strikes had damaged parts of the Indonesian hospital and hit vehicles outside a cancer hospital in the northern part of Gaza, where Israel says Hamas militants who attacked it last month are concentrated. The White House announced on Thursday Israel would start to implement four-hour daily pauses in its military operation against Hamas in areas of northern Gaza. VOA's Gary Butterworth has more from Jerusalem.
The pauses began on Thursday and are designed to allow civilians to move south. This is Israeli forces continue to battle Hamas fighters in Gaza City. Hamas's health ministry says the Palestinian death toll in Gaza has surpassed 10,500, overwhelmingly women and children. Gary Butterworth, VOA News, Jerusalem.
Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. The UN human rights chief on Friday urged an investigation into what he called Israel's use of high-impact explosive weapons in Gaza, which he said was causing indiscriminate destruction in the besieged Palestinian enclave. Volker Turk, the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, said Israel must end its use of such weapons in the densely populated area, home to 2.3 million Palestinians, half of whom have been displaced by fighting just over the last month since it began October 7th. This is VOA News. French far-right leader Marine Le Pen has set off criticism over her plans to attend a weekend march to protest rising anti-Semitism in France. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma explains.
Le Pen's critics say that her party has failed to shake off its anti-Semitic heritage despite growing political legitimacy. Prime Minister Elisabeth Borne, numerous political parties and citizens are to attend the Sunday march. Le Pen says she and her National Rally Party also will be there in what some see as an attempt to leverage the Israel-Hamas war to make herself more palatable to mainstream voters. The government says Le Pen's party does not have a place at what is dubbed as a grand civic march. But a spokesman says that the march is public and that everyone is free, in his conscience, to participate or not. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The United Nations has described floods that uprooted hundreds of thousands of people in Somalia and neighboring countries in East Africa following a historic drought as a once-in-a-century event. Around 1.6 million people in Somalia could be affected by the heavy seasonal downpours. The floods, which followed heavy rains that started in early October, have already killed at least 29 people and forced more than 300,000 from their homes in Somalia and inundated towns and villages across northern Kenya. Overnight rain in New Delhi and its suburbs brought some relief to the Indian capital on Friday, where authorities were considering seeding clouds to improve the toxic air gripping the city. After the spell of rain, which helped increase the wind speed, the local government postponed its decision to restrict use of vehicles between November 13th and 20th. Colombia's National Liberation Army guerrillas on Thursday freed the father of Liverpool soccer player Luis Diaz after taking him hostage nearly 2 weeks ago, the government said. Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reports.
It was an emotional moment as family and friends embraced the father of Liverpool soccer player Luis Diaz Thursday. The elder Luis Manuel Diaz was released after nearly 2 weeks as a hostage of Colombia's largest active rebel group, the National Liberation Army. He was snatched in late October in Barrancas, in the northern province of La Guajira, taken alongside his wife, who was freed within hours of being abducted. Guerrilla groups in Colombia have historically used kidnapping as a fundraising and pressure tactic. A week ago, the guerrilla group said it would free Diaz, and its top commander said the kidnapping was a mistake.
Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer. Find more online at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.